Chris Judd's here, of course, and we are going to get straight to Damien Barrett because a massive story has just broken out of the Western Bulldogs. Damo, welcome.
G'day, Jim. It has taken the footy world by surprise, hasn't it? He's only 23 years of age, and as of this week, as of Monday, as we've been told now, that he made the decision to go to the Bulldogs with his manager, Liam Pickering, to formulate the plan around him exiting the game today.
Tom Boyd we're talking about, and he has said here that the physical and emotional toll of AFL footy has led to his decision to immediately retire from the game, Damo.
Yeah, Jim, and that emotional toll refers to the mental health situation that he's been quite public about now for some time and has carried with him. If we listen to what he's been saying now, pretty much ever since he entered the AFL system back as a GWS player all that time ago, and obviously came to the Bulldogs, performed unbelievably well, didn't he, in that premiership winning year, including the grand final itself, where he may well have been the Norm Smith medalist in some people's eyes. But at 23, to think it's all over after just 61 games, it's a sad football story too, isn't it?
No, it is. So what does this mean for them? How do they... I know we've got a mid-year draft coming up, so that will help, I guess, with that. But how do they do, you know, salary handling and all that sort of stuff?
Well, the release itself, Jim, we're just sort of wading through this now as we speak, because they have released it off their own platform, and they have said that the wage that he was guaranteed for 2019 has been dramatically reduced, and effectively the money's owed to him in 2020 and 21 will not be received by Tom Boyd. So you need to get my head totally around that before you delve any deeper into it. That's what the release says today on the Western Bulldogs platform. And look, just while I read this, salary cap ramifications in terms of the big picture stuff, it would still have to be factored in on their books, I would think, similar to what the AFL has said with regards to Buddy Franklin's deal with the Sydney Swans.
Okay, but if he's actually retired and off the list, and we're saying all this with the greatest respect for Tom, and we hope he's in a great place, and it is a sad story, so I don't want anyone thinking we've immediately moved on, but with 2020 and 21, that would, because he was on a massive whack, that would create a nice big amount of room for the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, it would, Jim. But again, and you're right to phrase it that way. I'm just answering your question.
Yep.
The issue is here a 23-year-old who's deciding to retire because of what he's been subjected to physically and mentally. So that's the story. But you're right. The go-ahead football angle on it is what happens with that money. And look, we have heard the AFL say that the money attached to Buddy Franklin will have to be included in the Swans' salary cap, whether he's actually physically receiving that money or not. It's part of their cap in terms of the calculations around it. I can't imagine why that would be any different under this. But again, this story's just dropped only moments ago, and as we all will need to do now is just seek greater clarity around what that means as part of the story.
All right.